Gravitas Impact offers a global community of the world's top business coaches. We strive to empower our coaches and clients alike to achieve their extraordinary goals. This week, join us with John Felkins, Executive Coach at Entree Leadership, as he answers some of this year's biggest leadership questions.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Keith Kupp, CEO of Gravitas Impact Premium Coaches. And today on this segment, we have guest coach from Entree Leadership, Executive Coach John Felkins. John, welcome to the podcast today.
Thanks for having me, Keith.
Well, great to have you today. And we'll have CEOs that are leading in the mid-market and some of their other leaders listening in on the podcast. And what we want to cover today, audience, is a challenge that is happening in leaders' lives across the mid-market. And so John and I had a little dialogue before we got started. So let me ask the question, John, I asked a few minutes ago. As you look back on 2018, a year of experience as a senior executive coach working with CEOs and senior leaders, what was one of the biggest challenges that you encountered with those leaders?
Wow, that's a good question, Keith. You know, I think back and so many questions that I, you know, come upon or conversations that I have, and I really think so many of them can be distilled down to really what amounts to delegation. You know, where a leader has performed at a certain level, they have been known for a certain skill set, they have done something to get themselves to where they are, which is wonderful, but then to grow beyond that, they have to take some of what helped them get to where they are and hand that to somebody else, to delegate that to somebody. And that can be really difficult. It is, you know, outside of the norm. And honestly, it is handing off some of what has caused their success. And so they really can be reticent to do that. People have this mindset, leaders have this mindset of, well, I have my day job, and then I have these distractions with the people that work for me. You know, I've got stuff I got to do. I got to put reports together for stockholders, or I got to meet with the board, or I got to develop this strategic partnership over here, or, you know, whatever it is that constitutes what they have typically referred to as their day job. And then they have this, you know, these issues that pop up that feel like distractions with their team, with the people that report directly to them. And here's what I would say. Here is our definition of leadership. It is working with and through people to achieve goals, to get work accomplished with and through people. So my point there is, you almost have to flip this mindset on its head, Keith, where you realize, you know what? My job as the CEO, my job as the leader of this organization is to lead these people, to work with these people, to develop these people under me so that they can go and do the work that needs to be done. I'm actually serving and supporting them, because the organization won't ever grow bigger than what I can get my arms around. The organization won't ever grow bigger than my ability to delegate, because I can't do it all. I can't do everything myself. So really, job number one as the leader is to invest in these people, to raise these people up, to grow these people. And that is, you know, that is a full-time job in and of itself. And then if we can embrace that, if we can take that on really as job number one, it actually becomes a distraction to do these other things that we kind of used to consider our day job. And so I know that doesn't happen overnight. That's not a switch we just flip. That's a process. That's something that we, you know, need to do over time. But it really should be our objective is to spend the majority of our time growing and developing our people.
So John, I have in mind, this is a very tender spot for leaders that are listening in right now. So I have in mind a CEO is listening in that is now saying, well, how can I diagnose or know that? How do I know if I'm really giving my people the leadership they need, or if I'm focusing more on the emotional fulfillment of doing the tasks, or as you refer to it as the day job or their functional job. How would you help a leader diagnose this, or what questions would you ask them so they can see that clearly?
You know, that's a great question, Keith. And the honest answer is I'm just listening for the kind of things that they're doing. I was working with a client here not too long ago. He's running a $70 million a year company. And he made mention of, well, you know, I want to come to this event. I want to spend some time one-on-one, John, and let me look at my calendar here and get those flights booked. And I said, wait a second. Are you saying you, as the leader of a $70 million company, are booking your flights? You are booking your travel. You're doing all of your own admin work. And he said, well, yeah, you know, I'm not going to ask somebody else to do that. I don't want to act like, you know, I'm above taking the trash out, or I'm above, you know, booking my own flights. And I get that. I understand that. Many people, you know, started their business and they've been with it for decades, and they've gotten to where they are by their willingness to do whatever it takes. And many, many CEOs are very, you know, humble about that kind of thing. They don't want to be catered to or served. And I would just say, you need to look at your time and ask yourself the question, what are the things that only I can do in this organization? What are the things that nobody else can actually make happen? And what will come to the top of that list is, who else is going to develop the next layer of leadership? Who is going to invest in these people? That's got to be you. And things like administrative stuff, you know, the long list of things that might grab at your attention, are things that you need to slowly let go of and let other people take over. And I understand, you know, I appreciate, Keith, that you said it's a tender spot. It's hard when we've been known, I'm just thinking of something, you know, I'm thinking of clients. Maybe somebody is leading the organization and they've come up through sales, and they know that they're the best salesperson in the company. And it's hard to let go of that. It's hard to step into something that is new, especially when you've gotten so much of your self-worth and your affirmation and your confidence, self-confidence, from being good at that skill set. To let that go is scary, but we just have this choice to make. Do I want to continue to do this, or do I want to grow this thing beyond myself? It's that simple. It doesn't mean that it's easy, but it's that simple. And so I have to go first and step into the unknown and step out of my comfort zone and start to let go of this stuff, lengthen the rope, we would say, the rope of delegation to the person that I'm raising up to take that thing over and, you know, be the next in line to be good at that. And here's something else, Keith. We all fall prey to what is called the fundamental attribution error. And that error is when we make a mistake or when we fall short of our own standards, we look outside of ourselves. When somebody else falls short of our standards, we look to the inside of them. And here's what I mean. If we show up late to work, let's say, we'll just use a simple example. We show up late, we say, oh man, the traffic was, you know, terrible this morning. There was a wreck, or my family, you know, needed me this morning, and I had to manage this crisis at home, this thing that was unexpected. And so it's these external circumstances. But when we see somebody else mess up, we say, oh, they're just, you know, they're not disciplined enough. They're not sharp enough. They're not enough of a go-getter. And we kind of look at it through these two lenses. Why is that important? That's important because when it comes time to delegate, when it comes time to start the process of handing these things off, we have to make sure that we're not making that same mistake, looking at this person and saying, well, you know what, they're just not good enough. They're not talented enough. They're not driven enough. And the reality is, you know what, they probably are, but there's a lot that goes into it, and we need to help them overcome their external challenges. We need to help raise them up. We need to give them the same opportunity and the same grace that we've given ourselves in that situation, so they have the opportunity to grow.
Yeah, that is fantastic. The fundamental attribution error, so that's a tool. Let me now transition in the remaining time on our podcast. So I'm a CEO, I'm listening in. I understand that one of the challenges happening out there in the middle market is the willingness or the ability to delegate. Am I doing my day job, or am I really focusing on the development of my people? And then you've given us a great diagnostic question. Do I really want to grow this beyond myself, or what are the things that only I can do in this company, in this role? So now the third part, John, what is the action that someone listening now that feels that this may be them, what action can they take? How would you coach them to begin making a change? What should they do? What's that first step they can
do? You know, I think it can be really, really practical, Keith, and that is sit down on their own or with somebody that's close to them that they trust, maybe even their assistant, and start to audit their time and look and say, how am I spending my time? You know, real granularly, and start to kind of bucket those activities and make an assessment, take an audit of their time, and then run that through the filter of, am I the only person that can do this? And am I the only person in the company that should be doing this? And kind of just tick those things off. Say, well, yeah, you know, I'm the only one that can develop the senior leadership team. I'm the only one that can, you know, go to stockholders. I'm the only one that can go to the board of directors. There are going to be a list of things, but, you know, that's the reality. Am I the only one that can make the key decisions about an acquisition or a merger or a strategic pivot in the organization? I'm not saying that there aren't things that you're the only one that can really take that role, but there, I promise you, I've never done this with a client. I've never seen a CEO not look at that list and say, wow, there is a big percentage of this pie chart here that other people could be doing. Then immediately we ask ourselves the question, okay, well, who could that be? Well, maybe I don't have somebody that can do it today. Don't worry about that. Just hold that for a moment and say, I shouldn't be doing this, and get clear on that. So do that audit, do that categorization, say, I'm the only one that can do this. And then, you know, somebody else should be doing this, and bucket all of that stuff. Everybody should have, you know, a to-do list, and everybody should have a not-to-do list. You know, we don't have enough not-to-do lists around, Keith, so I recommend that's a product of this process. And then once you have that, start to plug people in. And invariably, you're going to get some gaps. You're going to say, well, you know, I haven't allowed people to do this, or I don't have the right skill set, or in the organization, I don't have the right talent, I don't have the right competency for somebody to be doing this. And so I need to develop that. And that's fine. I understand that it's going to create some work for you to plug those holes. But once you have that list and you've done that work, then that allows you, it turns you loose to go develop that talent, to go plug those holes. And then to take it one step further, you really have to be looking for two things. You have to be looking for the competency, and you have to be looking for the character. So when you're looking to delegate to somebody, do they have the competency, or can I develop in them the competency to do this task that I need to be that I need done? And the sister to that, that's just absolutely mandatory, is do they have the character? Do they have the character qualities? Can I trust them to lengthen this rope? And I would say, if one of those two things you have to give a little bit on that you need to be flexible on the competency, invest in the training, invest in raising that person up. But if they don't have the character, go on to the next person and look for somebody else, because without trust, you're never going to be able to progress where you need to be.
Okay, John, thank you for that. As we finish up our podcast now for the listeners, let me ask a couple of questions. First of all, tell us a little bit about your family.
Well, thanks, Keith. Yeah, we're located here just outside of Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm married and have got four children that range all the way from elementary school to out in the workforce, so they keep us hopping all the time. A lot of soccer games and golf and homework and all the things that everybody typically faces. We have lived here in Tennessee for about 20 years and just love it and love being a part of Dave Ramsey's organization, helping out business leaders.
And last, John, why do you do what you do? Why have you chosen this as a profession, and what makes you tick and the reason you do what you do?
Oh, awesome. Thanks, Keith. You know, as everybody's listening to this podcast knows, as a leader, they have the opportunity to influence their entire organization. In fact, they're the chief influence officer in their organization. And I feel like, as such, they're a force multiplier. And so if I can help them grow, if I can help them get better, then they subsequently turn around and help grow and improve everybody that is working with them and for them. And then those people turn around and help the people that they're serving. And so it's a ripple effect. And so I just feel like if we can help enough leaders in the world, that we can make a difference. And it might sound cheesy, it might be a little corny, but Keith, I got to be honest with you. That's why I get up every morning and come, you know, deliver the value that I can and try and be the best coach as I can, because I honestly believe by helping leaders, we provide the most help we possibly can, because everything rises and falls with leadership. So I would encourage everybody that's listening, keep doing what you're doing. You know, you get up every day and take that punch in the mouth sometimes on your commute in, but we're counting on you. You're the backbone of the economy. Entrepreneurs are the people that make it happen, and we really believe in you and are big fans of you.
John, thank you so much. John Felkins, a executive coach at Entree Leadership. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for listening in, everyone, onto this podcast. And have a great evening. Take care.
For more valuable content and actionable resources, visit www.gravitasimpact.com.